No matter what wolf you have, bro. Wolfman, David Williams, you're coming last.
Dolphins are last. Right?
Dolphins are last. Bro, that was a 30-year-old man talking about raw dogging, bro. Like he's a kid, all right? Like,
cut this shit out, bro. Right?
Do not cut that out.
You know what? Breaking that toilet, I got to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Man, how about you just fix it properly? I'm joking. Definitely reliable plumber.
Wallah, I'm going bunning.
Bunnings. Bunnings Warehouse, but because they can beat everything by 10%.
Have a podcast in like 6 months. Oh, Maron, what are you doing? Hey, like, comment, subscribe, share, do everything you got to do, man. It goes a long way, trust me. You like my shirt? Get straight into the episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the first episode of League Lads 2025 season 3. Are we in season 3?
Season 3, brother.
Well, I'm so happy to be here, boys. It's been a long time since I've been on a mic, on a camera. Of course, we're going to get into everything. We're going to speak about everything football related, everything Fred related, Flagship related. We've got our new boy Joe here with us, and of course, Hatry related. But we're going to get into everything. Freddie, it's so good to be back.
Fuck, it's good to be back, bro.
And that was 2025. We're not swearing anymore, bro.
Yeah, that ain't happening, bro. Leave them out, Flexi.
Nothing ever changes.
Why do I have to sit next to Flexi? You should be sitting next to Sawyer, bro.
No. Listen.
This is the winning side, the MHF side, bro.
This is the Penrith Panther side.
He's going to get a producer desk soon, so then you won't be seeing. You won't be sitting next to us anymore.
That'll be hectic, bro.
Boys, we are back. I want to ask everyone how it feels to be back. You have been recording some content while being off. I've been cold turkey, lad. I just ran away from all of this. We did the renos, we did everything we needed to do. A lot of stuff happening at work, a lot of stuff end of the year. And now I'm back, bro. We got the HQ shirts on. As you can see, representing, boys. Speaking to the mic.
We ran. He ran so far away.
For what?
Now he's back.
Back again. I don't know the song. Anyway. Boys,
did you never play Vice City or something, bro?
Yeah, but like...
Come on, bro.
I was like 3, bro. All right? I know I'm old.
But you said you ran away.
Nah, but I ran...
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, Flexi, we're
welcome back to not understanding Fred references.
Okay, part 7,000.
Sorry that I'm just the cool guy and yous aren't cool. Because I'm telling you, at least 10 people watching will get it, bro.
Of course. So hopefully, if you get it, please comment so you can put it on me even more than what Fred does. Boys, how does it feel to be back? Flexi, first go.
Mate,
hit me.
Feels like I've never left. I've been here every week in, week out. But, you know, it's good to be back. I won't be here next week, but we'll talk about that
Vegas
a bit later.
Vegas bound. You worked very hard for this. You've been working very hard. I haven't really heard from you. You've been putting those dog hours in, bro.
Mate.
Real dog and everything you got to do. I'm very proud of you.
First pause of the year.
Nah, I did not put Anyway, I'm very proud of you, bro. Wallah. I hope you go out there and smash it. Watch all the games properly. Get the best content you can get. Freddie, how's it feel to be back?
Bro, that was a 30-year-old man talking about raw dogging, bro. Like he's a kid, all right? Like,
cut this shit out, bro. Right?
Do not cut that out.
You know what I just thought of? Like him on the flight. You know that Haaland photo? He's like, just raw dog the flight.
Just no music, no TV.
He's just like this. Imagine Flexi with his fucking 3-peat hat on, 4-peat, whatever.
Hey, we get 100 likes on this podcast, so I'm going to do it. Raw dog a flight.
All right.
How long is the flight?
15 hours.
Yeah, it's rookie dirty, numbers, bro. If you go to the Middle East. Dirty. But, man, it feels very good to be back, bro. I, too, have never taken a break this long ever. Like, I have not streamed in, like, 3 months. I just had to run away. I just had to get away. I think it's been 4 months,
I think
bro.
You needed it, bro.
Dude, I had a bit of a, like, an effed up, like, 2024, so. And I didn't realize it until I've stopped streaming. Like, the NRL finished. Then I started to realize, I'm like, bro, I think I just need to like get away a bit, and like go see the boys and their family and
just enjoy camaraderie, bro. Yeah. Brotherhood, man.
And then I had a lot of work to do around the house, like because we're thinking of moving away. So I've got to get the house ready. I can't be doing all this work during the season. So
can't get breaking that toilet. I got to fix it.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, how about you just fix it properly? I'm joking. Definitely reliable plumber.
AJB, come on.
Come on, bro. I don't want to get on his bad side. It was my fault. I broke the toilet 2 times, all right? But it just feels so good to be back, and I'm back to my streams on the 1st of March. Clean, like the Saturday, we're going to do my tipping, my super coach. We're going to talk sport, like, and then the next day, straight into the Vegas games at 11 o'clock. And then I got a wedding after. Then, bro, I'll just keep streaming the regular schedule for the rest of the year.
Back to reality,
Back to what I think I'm so G'd up to start doing it again. And that's the best thing. Like, I'm keen to just get stuck into it, bro. Because this is the longest break I've taken from streaming in 5 years. Like, even when I was just streaming video games and there was no NRL stuff, I didn't take a break this long. So
yeah, I think the older we get as well, Freddie, the more of a break we need. Like, when we're going at this every single week and you're doing...
Look at these old men talking.
You're going to hear this too, all right, content creator? When you're doing the NBA stuff as well and then you're working on your health, it takes a toll on you. You get very tired. At the end of the day, you just want to see your mates, have a good time, vibe around. And that's pretty much the same thing with me, bro. Like, when we started doing renos here, it's so stressful. People don't understand. You were here that day when we were doing everything. You hear multiple times. You were here. It's not easy, bro. You get in and out and you're like here and you don't know what time it is. Have you eaten? Whatever. So...
yeah.
I needed the break as well, bro. And I'm straight up enjoying life, bro. Life is good.
You look like you've de-aged 10 years. Like, it looks
Yeah, like it was. Really? It was looking like Tiger's Madge McGuire this point. Now his forehead wrinkles are gone now, bro. I think, look, I needed a break from everything, but I'm not planning on taking a break anytime soon. Like,
that's it. You got to lock in now,
bro. Yeah, so time to lock in. And even when the season finishes, I'm hoping that a few new doors open for me. Like, I'm planning on branching out to more than just NRL stuff, so, and NBA stuff, like, more than just sport. So,
I'm excited for that, bro.
So it's gonna be... I was going to do it this off season, but I said I need a break and we'll lock in for next off season because I don't really want to stop.
It's a good dynamic.
When the NRL starts.
Everything that you want to do outside of NRL is just going to be so good, bro. Yeah, because everyone knows you from NRL and then you're going to go to that. It's magical, bro. Yeah. But the big news, boys. First things first, we got some massive breaking news, right? And this is not rugby league related. This is nothing got to do with anyone. This has got to do with us. 2025, I don't know what the date is, but the 24th, today's the Monday, the 24th of February. The 25th of February will be the first day we'll be officially League Lads.
Rebranding.
We are no longer Ajibis Couch, right? And you wanna know why? Ask Justin Horror, right? Because, listen.
Don't ask him. Ask me first, because...
Okay, so Fred came up to me. Now, the boys have been telling me this for a long, long time. It's not rugby league related. Just if you want to lock in and listen, cracker, mad. The boys have been telling me for a long time, like, bro, no one really understands our name. You know, like, it's an Arab word. It's hard to find on YouTube. People don't understand what it is. People don't find it. People, like, just seem disinterested in knowing what it is. And that's completely fine, bro. But Fred mentioned it to me. And I used to say, but it's the brand. And then, of course, it's not only because of Justin Horror, to be honest.
It was the straw that broke the camel's back, bro.
Yeah, but at the same time, your phone call really did it for me. I don't really care how anyone pronounces it. I'm very comfortable with whatever it is. But it's just for everyone to know and for us to grow. So I don't really say Ajibe, I say AJB. Same as my plumbing company. And, of course, the headquarters that we're at now, I just like to use AJB. It's just so much simpler. But, of course, that doesn't work for sports heads because they have small brains. No, I'm joking.
Speak for facts, bro.
Hey, blame everyone except for us, eh? No, so we are officially League Lads, and League Lads will venture out to football, NBA, and, of course, rugby league. And if we do decide to get any other sports on, mad, UFC, you have to understand, sports has leagues. Every sport has a league. Every single sport, right? This league, that league. Like, football has Premier League and rugby league has...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it makes sense. And thank you, Freddie, TK, and Yasa's WhatsApp. Yasa's WhatsApp.
Bro, you got to understand, we don't agree on anything ever. Brother, I'm telling you, Yasa put a poll in the group chat, and within 3 seconds...
I didn't know you could do WhatsApp
polls. I didn't know either. Within 3 seconds, everybody had voted yes to saying to changing the name, except for Sui.
Bro, I didn't even turn the water on the shower.
Sui shed a tear, bro, when he saw how quickly... It's like all his mates dogged him. But at the end of the day,
everyone's like, yeah, we don't want to hang out with you anyway.
at the end of the day, boys, like, the name is good and it means a lot to us. But in order for us to grow, to give us the best chance of growing and reaching the wider audience, we need to cater to the market that we're in, which is Australia.
Yeah.
And something simple and with alliteration that's an easy to remember name like League Lads is the perfect name for a sports channel for us, bro. And so this show will be League Lads NRL.
The OG League Lads.
The OG League Lads.
And then overall the YouTube and the Instagrams, the TikToks, all the handles everywhere will now be League Lads. Of course, the plumbing and all that other stuff will stay the same. AJB is still everywhere except for the sports side. So, it was pretty hard for me to... accept it, But once I speak to, like, I'm a, yeah.
Need a hug,
do
bro.
Some water, bro.
Some water, bro. room temperature water. But once I like to get the boys' opinions, bro, because like I said, I did start this on my own, but at the same time, I didn't. I never got to where we are in a studio with an audience, people coming up to us in the street by myself. Like, it was never just me in front of a camera. 1, 2, 3. It was you. It was Freddie. It was Tanaka, of course. Mem's early days. Everyone, bro. Arnie, like, everyone has been involved and all the guests have put us somewhere. So, yeah, I thank you for that advice, Freddie.
No worries, bro.
I'm very, very happy. Let's smash it. Hey. We're going to have a big year, Wallah. We've got a massive, massive year.
Wallah, it's a new era now, bro.
It really is.
All eras must come to an end.
It's a hug.
Bro, this is the Ajibes Couch YouTube era coming to an end because we don't even have couches anymore.
Should we do like a
5-second
moment of silence?
Yeah, yeah. Nah, we've got to have like a flashback montage of when we started.
Bro, it's taking like 8 years. We're taking like 10 years to make
him
it,
him and Mem's working on it. We'll be released by the time we have our next name change.
Bro, our kids will be on podcast and they're still
releasing. My son will be in year 3 by the time that comes out, bro.
You know, things we've recorded, it never gets put out because Mem's and Flex is all right. But Mem's, if you look like you're going into that, don't fall into the Mem's world, bro. You have to be solid, right? Now you got Jojo's right-hand man. We'll do a face reveal on Joe very, very soon because he is talented and we scouted him for a very, very big reason. I'm going to reveal the talent later. Not now, right? Joe, don't let him know anything, bro. Keep it to yourself, right?
Yeah, we don't want anybody else poaching him, bro. So we've got to lock him up first.
We've got to give him a different name. Yeah. Joe Biden.
Yusuf.
All right. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Southwest Apparels as well. They did their shirts. They did all my uniform today. I went and picked up. Shout out to the boys down at Southwest Apparels and Southwest Harleys. If you need anything, go on the Instagram. You know what to do. It's not a paid. Nothing is paid. Trust me. This guy's a good guy. And I just wanted to give him his flowers because he did look after me. And I just love honest people, hardworking people. So yeah, boys, this is a Rugby League podcast.
We got the formalities out of the way, lad.
We got the formalities out of the way.
So now that we can get stuck in, we can rip in. Rip in and tear like my ACL. And we can get stuck in to the footy, mate.
I know you did a big episode on the charity match last week, but I was there in attendance. I wasn't coaching, right? First of all, I'm very proud of you, Cusp Patrol. We gave them the reins and they did unbelievably well. Not as comfortable as us, but, you know.
But there was three of them. They had a bit of extra help.
They had PC. The other team had PC. You know, your team, the loser team, had PC, Carney. Yeah. You know what I mean? Loser.
Dally M winner. You know.
I just wanted to say, Wallah, I know everyone said this before, but I want to say for myself, personally, shout out to Sportshed TV. Unbelievable every year, but this year was just setting standards to a different level, bro. Wallah. Food trucks and so many people there.
DJ as well.
DJ, footy players in the thing, like mingling with everyone. Bro, unbelievable experience. I got to go in the sheds. I had to like tell the security guard, like, I know the boys, you know what I mean? Like, but it's so crazy. Last year I was the coach. This year I just shout out.
You're just an NPC, bro.
Yeah. You're
just an NPC.
And then Norman's like, hey, get in, bro. Get in. I was like, yeah, thanks, my bro. So it was a good experience, bro. And the only sad thing about it was your knee. I hope that you enjoyed whatever you played, the whatever minutes you had out there and whatever, like, memories you made that day, Fred. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm very sad about your knee, Wallah. I was so shattered, bro. And I was sitting by you on the sidelines. I don't have to tell you this. You know this stuff already. But, bro. Hopefully next year you're involved somehow. Wallah, I hope you recover quickly.
Wallah, I was in heaven, bro. I had a good run, but.
You were so happy.
I had a good run and a ton of people on TikTok watched it. So
yeah.
Everybody was like, so that's my good highlight for the next year or two, bro.
So every time you have you think about your knee, just go back and watch
that's
it.
Exactly what I've watched it like 20 times. Like, Abs is still recovering. I'm going to miss this.
Abs is still recovering from my HR. Wallah, haram. I feel bad for him, bro.
Yeah.
Tax man. Gotta get him on the body.
That was too funny, bro. I've heard rumors that there might be like a court case or something going on, bro.
The judiciary.
Yeah.
We've got to see what's going to happen, man. I don't know
if we're going to got suspended.
Big things.
There's more than a suspension waiting for
Brad. Expulsion,
we're going to have to fine him like $5 because
he's going to have to donate $50 extra, bro.
All right, boys. Preseason has started. Let's get into the rugby league stuff. The preseason has started. I think it's almost finished. Is anyone playing this week?
No, that's it. It's done, bro. Huh? Done,
this week is the Vegas.
That's why the next games I'm going to be streaming.
All right. I'm going to be completely honest with yous. Can you just sit on my camera when I sit here, please? Sorry, just move it to the thing a bit. It's all right. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to be completely honest with you, boys. I don't really care about preseason. Wallah. When the Bulldogs play, of course, the TV's on. I'm going to put it on and watch. But I'm not micro-analyzing every single player. Even though there is some gun young talents coming up, like Penrith had that halfback.
Trent Talau,
like, there's some good players from every team. I'm not interested. Wallah, I'll be completely honest with you.
But it's good to get a scope of things, and it's good to know where everyone is at, and it's good to know who to get in Supercoach. I think that's a big thing for preseason. You start to watch the cheapies.
Who's favoured by the coach. Who's favoured by the coach and that.
You start to see teams like South Sydney start their season already with like three major injuries, which is insane. But boys, anything you just want to take away from this preseason quickly?
Yeah, look, I'm not a big fan of the preseason. Everybody knows that because like I think if you're really getting into preseason, you're just desperate to watch some rugby league.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
But if like I'm telling you, bro, if nobody ever goes back and sees the teams that were winning the preseason the last 10 years.
Nobody cares.
Because it never means anything. If it meant something, there wouldn't be that crowd that are saying it's just preseason, it's just a trial. Like rugby league is a game that's fueled by effort, bro, more than 100%. Anything. I think playing a week week ago definitely helped me wake up to how much effort is required.
Yeah, I remember this guy's like, bro, after you've done a big hit or something, you're like, bro, I forgot how much it drained you. I'm like, yeah, it probably does, bro. I'll never play. I'm a spectator, cousin, I'm proud.
But look, you do get to see some sparks and in preseason carry over. And I think there were definitely a few people that caught my eye. I think one of them was one of our wingers, bro. I hadn't seen him.
Gabriel? Was it that Gabriel one?
No, it wasn't Jonathan Sua because I've seen him before, but it was another one. You might know him, Joseph.
It's like, I think Rina
Ranakama. Yeah, Rina Kama, bro. I really like what I was seeing from this kid. Jack Todd and Jake.
Is that the guy with the long hair?
No, Rina Kama, he's an absolute machine, bro.
Wow.
And Jack Todd and Jack Underhill. Both looking really good.
Because I seen them sign the contract.
Yeah, straight away.
All
three of them got locked up.
All three of them. That weekend we played the Tigers and they were very, very good, bro.
Yeah. But a lot of players around the grounds. There was that young St. George player that scored 4 tries on the weekend and then got heat stroke.
I thought he got injured, though. It was just a heat stroke.
No, he was heat stroke, I'm pretty sure, bro. So
praise to him, bro, even though you're a Dragons player. Yeah.
Praise up, bro.
Praise up.
But nah, I don't put too much stock on preseason, to be fair. But if there was, I was liking what I was seeing from the Dragons.
And the Broncos, too.
I know they're probably first two teams, eh?
Broncos came first and Dragons came second. So
I'm not putting any stock on that Warriors game whatsoever. Okay. I don't care. Like, I swear there were other preseason games where they belted Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Like, I watched some of the game and I'm just like, dude, there's just... this is not happening in the actual game.
Well, you look at the proper regular season. Like, here's the preseason standings. Roosters came last, Storm came second last, Bulldogs came 13th and Panthers came 11th. That's just not going to happen in your regular season.
Yeah, so that's like a top four right there.
Exactly. And then Broncos coming first, the last two preseason winners came 12th. So...
Yeah.
It's actually insane what to...
But again, I'm not saying Broncos are going to miss the 8 by any means. No. Like, I don't care about that stat because there's not that many preseason challenges, right? I think the Broncos will be a really, really good team and there's no shame. Like, I know we played a full roster. I know they played a full roster and they hooked everybody. But like, Broncos are going to be a very good team this year.
Regardless, bro. They got one of the best, they got a gun coach, bro.
It's not about the lineup that you play. Like, players are just not going to give full effort in preseason because the game means nothing. Why are they going to... risk getting injured or expend energy, save it for next week when the game actually matters.
When I watch a preseason game, I'm looking at the players and I'm just thinking like they're here to like get their fitness levels up, their match fitness levels, because match fitness is completely different to training and everything else. It's your real life. Things are happening 50 times faster. That's what I look at. They're just training. They're just preparing their bodies.
It's a scrimmage. That's right.
It's getting rid of the rust, bro.
And you know what, bro? When I watched the Bulldogs game, and Blake Tuff was I think Broncos did a grubber and then Blake Tuff like grabbed it and he just got pushed and I'm like, oh, like, you know when you don't watch footy for so long, you become like, I'm looking at the hits and I'm like, oh, far, like, you know what I mean? But like after round two, I'm like, yeah, put a hit on him, bro. Get up, you little man. Like, round, like preseason round, I'm like, oh, that need him. Oh, he's going to get injured. I forget how tough these guys are. So yeah, that's preseason, bro.
Are there any teams that you're worried about after seeing them in preseason?
Not really, bro, because I didn't pay attention. Well, I'll be honest with you, but there are teams I'm worried about regardless. If you want to get into that, we can get into that.
Yeah, I think, I don't put much stock on preseason at all.
Yeah,
like there are teams that I'm genuinely worried about because there's just warning signs everywhere. The Dolphins, we'll get into it later, But I'm not keen on the Dolphins whatsoever. And watching them in this preseason,
especially with no Bennett, bro.
Bro,
it's, I feel like Bennett. What? I feel like Bennett, when they pan the camera to him, he's like, "All right, time for me to like." Then he just puts like some magic, and then they're playing good again. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, if there's anything that I'm gonna take out of this preseason, if I can take anything out, it's that my worries about the Dolphins this whole offseason, there's something there to make me worried about that. Some like, and I can't, like, I sort of want them to get the spoon because I like everybody. I just don't like the Dolphins as much as other people.
Because they play, like, one home
game. Because they play, like, two games in Sydney a year. And, you know what I mean? And I don't know.
Is their stadium KO Stadium?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we played there against the Broncos, all I could think about was Eugenie Wallace. Yeah, like these motherfuckers.
But the thing is, we don't even play at KO Stadium. We play in Bundaberg.
Yeah.
And it's a home game for us. Make it make sense, bro. Make it make sense. Thank God we don't have that. Thank God we don't have that game on our schedule anymore. Yeah, I think another team's taken it. So,
you guys got one of the easiest traveling years this year.
Yeah, because we had one of the hardest traveling years last year. So you got to even it out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's fair.
But without Vegas, but you can't, like, the Vegas, that's going to be the worst traveling year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, like, and the poor guys, they can only go for a week, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to Vegas, I'm booking a whole trip around America. Going for a week and coming back would have me effed, bro. I'm not gonna lie. But how's it work? Do they have that week off and then they come back the next week?
So
it's like the Vegas games.
Yeah, they get by.
Six games next week and then round one's finished.
Yeah. So you call this pretty much round zero. So you have the games on Sunday on the second or whatever day it is, and then next week is the rest of the games, and then round two starts.
That's still round one.
It's smart that way. It's smart that way. Honestly, I remember they did it last year, but
that's how they did it last year. Yeah. As well.
Was last year the first Vegas game?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Okay, man, time flies.
Roosters played Manly.
I don't. Yep. Yeah, and South. Broncos. No, Roosters played Broncos and Manly played South, bro. Yes. And I think it's really good. Apparently, a lot of tickets are sold, so you've got to be G'd up for that.
45,000.
Once again, the NRL just needs to get in contact with, like, content creators there.
Bro, call Speed, bro. Speed. What are we doing here, man?
He was here.
He was here, bro.
He was with the Warriors.
He was here and in New Zealand, and you're not calling this guy to come. Like,
I don't know who.
Wallah. Let him race the, like,
cause you know what's crazy? Back in the days, if you wanted success, it was like you had to figure out some crazy shit, right? Like, you knew, like, 1 or 2 millionaires in the world, right? This day and age, everything's in front of us. If we know it, like, call Speed. It's literally the quickest way to get young American kids on rugby league. I don't know what they're waiting for.
Has he literally?
And you know who's smart? The Warriors.
Put soccer on the map, bro. In America, he put football on the map
and
in America.
And football put him. He was already big, but football put him on the map. And then he put America. America knows who Ronaldo, Messi. Like, they know who these teams are. They're watching fucking MLS now. Like, it's so simple. All they have to do is go out there. And the NRL this year last year turned over so much money, but they made a good profit. Give him a bag, bro. Give him a bag, and get him out every game, or get him on the field, or get him doing something, bro.
You're telling me.
I think they should do that.
Come on, bro. You're telling me you don't. If you offer Speed $100,000 to go to a bloody football game, he wouldn't do it.
I think his numbers
in
more.
Vegas.
But I'm just saying, $200,000, $300,000, like, bro. At the end of the day, cuz he's going to a football game and he's getting paid what people get paid.
A year.
in two years, bro.
In 2 hours, bro.
In 2 hours, and then he's going to have a blast, bro.
You said Thierry Henry, bro? The other day, Thierry Henry, like, you know who Thierry Henry is in football? He's, like, the greatest player, one of the greatest players of all time. He's begging, like, he's telling Speed, like, can you come on our show? Like, and Speed's like, yeah, like, he's talking to him as if he's nothing, bro. And, like, all the old heads are like, bro, that's Henry. Like, imagine Andrew Johns now coming up to you. Like, let's say you're a streamer, you're popular. Andrew Johns comes up to you and he's like, Oi, come on my show. And you're like, all right, I'll let you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
like, that's insane. But that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
So wake up, old heads that run NRL. And this is no criticism, bro. They probably don't know better. It's not rocket science. But go out there and just do something about it.
Well, it kind of is rocket
science.
Get
what's his name? It
really isn't rocket science.
The guy that does the basketball. What's his name? The funny guy, bro. He's fucking like
Charles Barkley.
No, the popular guy, the streamer.
Kaisenat?
No.
Agent?
No, he's talking about.
One that guy's.
He's talking about Irish spring green. Oh, why can't I fly? He's talking about
Flight React. Flight. Bro, get him on, bro. Bro. You have to go to the streamers and approach them, and bro,
this is how you grow the game,
bro. Yes, bro.
But they're like sleepy Joe Biden. They're just in the dark ages, cuz. They just started watching football in HD. They don't even know what 4K is, bro.
Yeah, it's sad.
KO still doesn't have full HD.
Well, that's sad.
Well, it's sad, KO's but listen, worst. Man, one day, cuz, one day, one of the one younger, more progressive bloke is going to run the game and it's going to be good, bro.
I can't wait for that day, bro.
Well, it's
his name's gonna be Hectic Fred, and I'm gonna be his right hand man.
Because the first thing
I'll just do his outfits, bro. I'll just set out your outfits.
Listen, bro, if that ever happens, yeah, the first thing I'm doing is enabling the shoulder charge. Let the lawyers come at me. Let the lawyers come at me.
Gaskell,
enabling shoulder charge, removing the two if you're down by eight or up by eight. If you're not in that 16-point window, you can't take the two.
That's mad.
That's what I would do.
That's actually mad.
Because 80 teams taking the two and they're up 16. Go play football.
Yeah, we want to see points, bro. I know. Like, go for it. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd remove the two altogether, but then people will keep blowing away penalties on purpose.
Flax, is there anything that you would change?
Just invite more, like, you know, bring the younger audience in. This is a new age. We're in a technological age. These guys are good at making money.
I think they need to give some money away.
I mean, what they did, right?
Like, I seen that shit. What the hell was that?
How bad was that?
What was that? Like, you get like 5 cents if you work hard for 6 years on content creation for NRL? Was
I don't even know, but it was just like they said US creators.
Yeah, they're trying to endorse US creators to come.
All right, no worries. But I get it.
Then went in full damage control, PR damage control. When they said, like, a day or two later, oh, yeah, Aussie creators, we still got you.
We hear you and we see you. Yeah, there's something coming soon.
Bro, they do not hear you and they do not see you because they're in the dark ages. All right? Seriously, bro. Like, it's such a spit in the face to... Like, listen, I'm in a good position, but it's a spit in the face of everybody that's up and coming and going to Vegas and the Americans are getting rewarded, Wallah, instead of the Aussie creators that are fueling the game. Like, the NRL doesn't realize the powerhouse that they have TikTok. They do everything possible to fuck up the powerhouse they have on Instagram by copywriting and removing everything that has, like, 80... Like, they're so...
The NBA doesn't do that, yeah?
And not the NBA does it. The NBA does it on, I think... No, not on TikTok. I don't know about but on Instagram, but I see clips on Instagram all the time. But yeah, TikTok is the best, bro, because... We get so many edits that would get taken down on YouTube and shit like that. And that's what grows the game so much, bro.
And there is some good content creators in this country, Wallah.
Absolutely.
Like, there's some edits, bro. Like, after Origin, those edits, I was like, holy shit, you know what I mean? Like, that's, like, I want to go play Origin now. See, like, the series just ended. I want to play now.
Not to add fuel to the fire, but, like, the person they did pick wasn't even the most popular video. Like, there was a guy that made an American creator that made a promotional video for this thing, had 800,000 views, and he had the most views out of everyone, didn't get picked. I think a guy with like maybe 3,000 or 4,000. It's like, get the big creators involved, and
maybe they're trying to be
I think it's like a random one of all of the people that made content.
I thought it was like, but natural.
And they're linking up with all these NFL players. Like, I get it, man, but like, we don't really know who that is, bro.
They are collaboration with
that guy that just won it. What's his name from Bankstown? Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan, mate. Oh, for sure they will.
They have to?
Yeah.
Come on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, unless he's back home, but like, still, it's, man, like, there's so much untapped potential. Because the people in the game, I think, are still stuck in the dark ages. They're too scared of thinking outside the box. Because they are focusing way too much on...
Rules.
They're focusing way too much on stealing the NFL's audience. Like, I get the NFL's over, but you should be working on capturing...
Making your audience so much
of the audience, not just in America, but worldwide, that don't even watch a sport. And there's so much of them in America. Not every place is like here... where 60-70% of the population watch sport, bro.
Know what it is, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much of the population. It's part of our culture, right? It's not as part of American culture as it is Australia, because it's a big thing there.
It's a big country. There's a lot of things happening there, bro.
But yeah, there's a lot of people that don't watch sport there too, bro.
There's a lot of culture in America, so there's different things that you could do there. And of course, they have movies and celebrities and all this shit, so there's more attention on other things. I get you. In Australia... Like, everyone, you know, watches a sport. Everyone. Like, almost everyone knows who this team is. Everyone knows who won the grand final yesterday. Even if they don't even watch it. Like, oh, yeah, my husband or my son or my nephew or someone's watching.
So, we're a sporting country. And I think what they're doing in America, like, promoting the game in America is great and all, but they're doing it the wrong way. Like, would you ever see Adam Silver and the NBA commissioner go up to Anthony Albanese and go, please watch our basketball game and come to our basketball game.
That's insane, bro.
That's
insane. But hey, if it was anybody but Trump, it would be insane. But getting Trump, has getting Trump on your side is only going to help you, bro.
You can do all the wrong glazing cringe stuff.
But get Terry Crews there. I don't know why they haven't already. That guy's publicly announced how much he loves rugby league. They get him in the Springbok sheds and everything like that. But I haven't seen him at an NRL gig. They're getting like the guy from Captain America, the B-Tech Captain America to go there. Brother, this guy thinks he's a gangster. His real name's Clarence.
Hey, brother, how you gangster your name Clarence, brother?
it's the same actor that B-Rabbit legit nicked.
I'm saying his name's Clarence. You're not a gangster. Your name is Clarence, bro. Brother. All right, well, bro. I think there's a lot of things the game.
You think he got that reference? I don't think he got that reference.
You didn't get my reference either, bro.
Listen, man. But surely you know this reference. You never watched 8 Mile?
Yes.
Okay.
Like and very at, long time ago, bro.
Yeah, but at the end of the thing, like Eminem nicks this guy who was playing Clarence. His real name isn't Clarence. His real name is Anthony.
Should we get a camera? You know when you said Clarence, you know what came to my head?
Fucking Big Les.
That's what my head said.
Yeah, but I'm like, bro. Wait,
Clarence, what the fuck did I do?
You need to go to your island, Les.
Right, you need to watch 8 Mile again, cuz.
I need to watch a lot of things, bro. I don't have time. Anyway, boys, listen. They're not on it to do a lot of good things for us, right? Get speed on. It's so simple, bro. Look at the Royal Rumble, bro. Yeah.
Did you see the Royal Rumble? Because I was dying of laughter.
300 million views they got off that.
Yeah, speed was on it, yeah?
Because the way they did it was the best thing ever. Because Triple H was actually smart.
You're on. I've seen that.
Bro, everybody knew he was going there streaming. And I'm like, dude, they're going to get him involved some way. I said it to the boys. Someone gets, like, he's walking out. Like I say, every 3 minutes, a new guy comes into the arena until 30 comes up. Guy's walking out. He takes three steps and somebody comes in and decks him and knocks him out. and then Triple H is like, we've got to get someone in there. He didn't even walk into the ring. Speed. That's how he did it.
What do you mean?
And he gets nicked, bro. He got nicked so bad by a guy that was like 7 foot tall.
He's like, I retire from the
But didn't even start. Because it was what it needed. So it needed it badly. And I'm telling you, man, if they get him to streak the field or some shit and set it all up,
that would be hilarious, the kids would always do it then. I know.
But you can put him in any situation and he'll make it funny. That's just the beauty of him, bro.
Speed's it's crazy how someone like, I always say we made the right person famous. Because he's always like, and that's just me, everyone comments this on his stuff. And he's always doing something you want to watch. You know what I mean? The only time I got pissed off at him is when he two-footed Kaka. I was like,
that was funny,
bro. I was like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, easy, brother.
But when he two-footed KSI, nobody better than I.
Yeah, no one cares about KSI. Him and his song, you know what I mean? Like,
because they made him sing it. Listen, bro, Speed was so insane that they made that charity match that he played in that ended up inspiring us to do the charity match here. Without him...
Oh, the first one they did.
The first one that he did when he was offside, that was the...
I remember watching
the inspiration,
bro. That was ages ago.
That shit was hilarious, bro.
Yeah, because it was so funny.
Everybody started talking about doing a charity match.
He was always offside in that game.
He didn't know the rule. Thingo was trying to... Goldbridge was trying to explain to him the offside rule.
Goldbridge was in a suit.
He was the coach.
Ace Management United. Oh, bro. All right, boys.
Hey, man, they can be very smart.
You just have to observe what's going on and do. It's not rocket science. You know what I mean?
Adapt or die.
There you go. That's another good thing.
The one thing I will say is Speed has 29 million followers. That's more people follow him than people in this country. Enough said.
How many people are in this country?
I'm not right. Less than 28 million. Like 27 million, 28 million.
Yeah.
Enough said. You didn't even need to do the maths for that. Come on, let's do it.
Get Messi to come, bro.
No one would care as much as Speed. I think
Speed will bring more people to the game.
Boys, quick segue. First and foremost, we want to announce that we have a studio now, okay? And we're wearing our merch that we represent all the time. I always wear these shirts. The boys just got theirs not long ago. But we have a studio here that we do photography at. And of course, we've been very, very busy. I want to say thank you to all the clients that pop in. Everyone that's hosted an event here, we do people that host events, we do pop-ups, and of course we do photography. Downstairs, upstairs, we've set up a podcast room. All the boys did a lot of hard yaka to get this going how it is, from the paneling to the couches to just cleaning up everything, painting, putting jerseys up. Everyone did their part, and I'm just happy and proud to be part of a team. If you do want to start a podcast and you just don't know where to do it, you don't have the right equipment, we have everything here. We cater to four people. We got two different setups. We got a sports section. I like to call this the sports section, the more intimate section where you can speak and everyone's in front of you. And then there's, of course, a couch setup, my lovely orange couches that nobody helped pick, but everyone loved. First time ever someone agrees with everything. But yeah, there's two different setups. If you want to have a guest on and have a pretty chilled episode, you're there. If you want to be more intense, talk sport, pop in here. We're going to have a producer's PC there, like a producer's desk. We've got a TV. And we just got some cracker memorabilia on the walls, man. So, man, we're open to taking bookings. Whatever you need, let us know. Message me, message Fred, message anyone. And if you are serious about starting a podcast and we see that you actually, like, you're not just here to just do nothing and run amok. You're actually serious. We'll actually help you. We can probably even teach you, but that's for later. First step, book, come in. We'll help you set up, get you going. And you never know what you can do, man. I wanted to start a business a long time ago, and the only way I was ever heard was through a podcast, and that's why we started. And now we're 3-4 years in, whatever it is. We've got a studio, we've got a family, and we're just bringing more people on board and teaching everyone about the vision. So, yeah, you need anything, message the page, AJBHQ, or speak to me, Freddie, Flaxi, any one of the boys, and you'll be in. Anything to say on that, Freddie?
Yeah, well, there's a joke going around when people don't agree with someone on a podcast, they say they should make podcasting equipment more expensive.
Yeah.
Bro, we know how expensive this shit is already, bro.
I was tapping the card and I was like, oh my God.
Bro, I don't even want to go back and look at how much money we spent on all this shit.
It's not just me and you, it's like we're a team.
It's all of us as
we're
a team, bro.
It's still hard.
So. We've upgraded equipment about 3 times each, bro. You know what I mean? This shit is expensive. So if you don't want to fork out that big sum all at once to start a podcast, there's a genuine like entry fee that you have to pay, which is all the equipment. If you want it to look good, sound good, you don't have to pay that with us. You just book the room. All of the equipment comes with it. There's a cyclorama downstairs, which is like all that, you know, where models, they take photos. It's that all white background. We built it from scratch, bro, and it looks hectic. So if you guys are ever interested in that sort of stuff,
that's what we can do.
We're giving our space away for a fee that isn't too bad. And we're in the area, man. There are not that many places like this in the area, man.
And you get privacy, man. You don't get anyone walking in and out. You do what you got to do here. You record comfortably. You want a guest in. You keep everything discreet. I know a lot of people, like, even if you have a successful podcast and, like, not even about starting one, even if you have a successful podcast and you're just not, like, editing is not your thing and, like, having a, like, you want to go somewhere, do what you got to do and leave, you know, like the boys that we just had here. That's pretty good as well. You can pop in. If you need help editing, we can give you a producer. Everything is more than ready to go. And, of course, as time goes on, we'll upgrade equipment. We'll just keep doing things, even though we just upgraded.
Yeah.
But there's always something to buy, Fred.
There's always money to spend. Now, look, the plug is never going to be this long every time, but this is the first time we're plugging it on the podcast. So if you guys are interested, give us a message and we'll go forward from there.
Yeah, man.
Now, there's a team that we all go for, bro.
We go for
except for Flaxi, because there's something wrong with him.
I wanted to wear the jersey, to be honest.
But he said, where did you
wear shirt? We have to represent our home, you know, first and foremost. We've got to represent where we're from. You know, I love the brothers down there, but, you know what I mean?
Sunnyville. Yeah. You just sounded like
Sunnyville. You like my sound? You like my little book thing? Anyway, hey, Flaxi, did you like this?
Mate, it's Panthers.
Do you like it?
It's the one Panthers thing, so I'm clutching onto it, mate.
No, but I was in the entrance and I said, I was like, oh, get it, Flaxi. Anyway, yeah, the Bulldogs. That's who we support. That's who we love. That's how we know each other.
If you're a smart man.
Yeah, if you're a good man and smart man.
You're
right?
A family man.
Yeah. Family man, family club, family values. Let's speak about the Bulldogs. Now, preseason signings. I want to hear everything about it, Freddie. First and foremost, are you scared like I am?
Nah, bro.
Okay, let's get that out of the way.
Hey, listen, man, there's multiple reasons why I'm not scared. Number one is I don't put stocks on the preseason whatsoever. Number two, the things that I've been hearing, and you know, I'm blessed to have some decent connections now, nice. Bro. And the shit that I've been hearing, it's all good, bro. It's all good.
What have you been hearing? You want to tell us?
He's
just expected everyone to know.
Birdies have just been talking
now. Everyone knows.
Look out for guys like Max King. Look out for guys like Jacob Preston. They've been working very, very hard in the offseason from what I've heard, bro.
Preston, we've got to get him on as well.
Hey, I'm keen to see what these boys can do. I've heard the preseason has gone very, very well for pretty much every player. There are a couple that, especially one of them coming through that was new, that has struggled a little bit. But the Bulldogs training staff and the way we train, it's very demanding. Players that are coming from different systems or overseas are definitely going to, there's definitely going to be that adjustment period.
Of course.
When they get here, and you're going to be tested. And that's the way Serrato wants it. That's why he got rid of so many players, brought in a ton of utilities that are from really good systems, that train hard, have a great work ethic, and it's rubbed off on the rest of the playing group. Laziness is like a cancer. You have too much laziness and people that don't take it seriously and don't want to win as much as everybody else in the league. It's going to spread. The cancer's going to spread. And what Toby Sexton said about his first time around, being around the team,
I've seen that,
we were at that game all the way to the end, 66-0, and they're cracking a beer 10 minutes later. Brother, if I lost 66-0 in a game like that and got booed off, I'm gonna talk to anybody.
While I'm crying in the sheds, I'm gonna
punch one of the lockers, bro.
Yeah, anger, bro. Like you're disappointed in yourself. It's not even about yourself.
It's about the team.
Look at the team and the crowd. Look at the people out there that came and spent money, and like forget. And then there's some that left, yeah. But there was people that stayed till the very end. Meaning, you're one of them. You can't just go and have a laugh now. Like, this guy doesn't matter what he feels. No. And I'm very, very happy Serraldo, like, stuck it out and literally did what you said. He put everything that was trash, he got rid of it, right? And even if it cost us lawsuits, even if it cost us people talking shit and saying, oh, but even if it was a bit painful to get rid of players that we, one, they used to love and now we don't like them, it's fine. You have to clean out the rubbish, got utilities in, taught a system, brought a family together. Everyone is so connected now. And this is what scares me, bro. I'm a paranoid supporter in everything I do. Liverpool winning 2-0 yesterday, it was 87th minute, I was still paranoid. I was like, one goal. That's how I think, and I hate it. And sometimes it ruins my love for sport, right? But I was like, I'm just worried that we were so good then. Like, imagine we just fall off. Like, I don't want to go through that. You know what I mean? I got my membership this year. I spent a lot of money. I'm ready to go. I'm fully invested again. I've always invested, but fully back in. I don't want to be hurt, but when I look at Serraldo and when I look at the players, they don't give me any sort of indication that I can't trust them. You know what I mean? Like, I can trust them. And I know that they lost the game against Manly and we were winning and whatever, but I'm happy that we went through that shit so we can build this, we can get stronger.
Yeah, this people are going to, if we do bad, right? Let's say we come 11th. People are going to say, are they going to say second year syndrome? Maybe.
Definitely.
All right, but I don't think that's second year syndrome. I think the league overall has gotten a lot every year. Like the top teams have gotten worse and the bottom teams have gotten stronger. And now we're at a point where there are a lot of good teams. Every win and every loss is going to matter.
We can't predict the top 8.
Yeah. I can't pick a top 8.
Well, I can't.
But what I do know is we have a very young team. They're all going to get better this year. And no matter how good we are, I don't think we can win this year. But it's from that next year onwards where I think we become a contender. We get a guy like Leo Thompson, which is a young, emerging, perfectly, he fits into this team and culture perfectly.
It was made for him, bro.
Like this, we have a hole that only few players can fill perfectly, and he's one of those guys. Now, I would have liked guys like Terrell May, and I was very annoyed that we didn't get him at the time. Bro. But there's just too many weird question marks with this whole move. So I know that Serraldo gets the he's like a 10 out of 10 girl, bro. He gets the eek so quickly.
He gets the eek very quickly
and I think that whole situation would have given him the eek, bro. And
a lot of red flags that we don't see.
And I think he's going to do great this year. I think he's a great player. But sometimes you have to miss out on great players
to keep something strong.
To keep the culture strong and to keep a potential bad egg out of the mix. I'm not saying nothing about it. I just don't know. There's something fishy about it. And when something's fishy, there's a risk involved. And of course,
especially
just,
like club like the Roosters.
Yeah.
We'll never just
let a player go that's
of
good.
Of that stature, like someone that good, you know what I mean? And like we don't know the real reason, and we probably will never know the real reason.
He can say
his part, they'll say something, we don't know what's true.
And that's the thing, the clubs know more than we do.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. Know, so. Like, bro, club, like, we watch them week in, week out. We don't see them. The clubs see them every single day. They know about their family, their friends, their wives, their kids. They know the situation that they're in, if they're depressed, if they're addict. Like, so much shit happens behind the scenes that we don't know about. That's why, wallah, like, I say this, like, with all my heart. When something happens in the Bulldogs, I'm not worried. You know what I mean? Let's say Burton gets snapped up. All right, I'm worried. That's something you should be worried about. But Fox, like, got done and then had to leave. All right, I'm like, it's a shit girl. I love the Fox, but... And this is if he was playing good or playing shit, I don't care. I love him. He's good for the team. All right. He has to go. He's got to go. That's it. Gus is doing something. I shouldn't talk. He's bringing success. I'm not. I'm just a spectator. So, like, when we missed out on Terrell, mate, I was a bit dirty as well, like you. But I'm like, you know what? Gus has probably looked at him and he's probably like, bro, this guy probably wants 1.1. It's probably, or whatever it is. Just saying, example.
He's not on a lot of money.
There was someone else that we missed out. Was it Tucumano? Or I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, Stefano. Stefano left. We gave him, we offered more money than what. But he just wanted to, you can't compete with Melbourne. All right.
Stature wise, of course.
And
it's Melbourne.
And we didn't offer Terrell Mann a contract, bro.
Yeah.
From Tomano.
But what I'm saying is, I know you gotta Gus's see the bigger decisions. Picture, bro. Yeah, I know his decisions are going to be right. He might have one bad one here and there. But overall, the guy's the smartest guy in rugby league that I could think of.
Yeah.
So who am I? And like I said to a lot of haters, who the hell are you? Like, I cannot believe people were questioning Gus Gould. They're like, yeah, what's he won? I'm like, are you like, come on, let's be real, bro. Like, before we were born, he was winning. All of a sudden, he doesn't know how to win anymore. All of a sudden, he doesn't know how to win.
And not only that,
he
set up the building blocks of what Penrith are today. Like, you know, he obviously wasn't there for the success, but he built the connection between the juniors and the
And then people told me, no, he didn't. I'm like, yes, he did.
Dude, he did the junior thing.
He literally put the seeds in and he grew.
Like, the owner of Penrith, like, and people running Penrith literally thank Gus all the time because they know that the reason why they're able to lose all of these players and then pick up a new one and him do a job because the system's been, the roots were planted by Gus. They were nurtured and grown by Gus. And then he left.
And that's what he's doing with the Bulldogs now, which is why I'm not really worried about him. People talk about second year syndrome. You look at the Cowboys, they had second year syndrome, Warriors, but you look at the difference between what those teams did the next year and what you guys are doing. I'm not worried.
And the Cowboys had a really good juniors system as well. They had a really good team. But sometimes teams have bad years, and especially young teams, they learn their lessons. It's part of the journey, bro, you know? And if this is part of our journey, I'd accept it. But I really think that we're going to make the finals again this year.
Inshallah, bro. I'm so hyped.
I'm not the top four type of fan. I think we're going to be towards the bottom end of the...
Really?
Of the top eight, yeah.
Really? Well...
I think the bottom end... You know what? I think everyone seventh, got more eighth, stronger as well, I think the top seventh, four. Eighth. There's a lot of really good teams in the NRL this year. There are teams like the Titans, South Sydney before all these injuries. Still, even without Cameron Murray, I still think South Sydney will be knocking on the door of that eight. I think the Titans might, like, if they can just solve their halves problem, bro.
Titans
like,
out it's for 12 such, weeks now, bro.
Yeah, but...
He's got to retire, man.
Well, that's probably a blessing in disguise in the sense that they
can start building now.
Like, now they can just... They don't have to worry about him. He was playing lock, bro, when he got hurt. Now they can just pick Kinney fullback and then Brimstone and Campbell in the halves. And just although I don't think it's going to... I don't think it's going to work very well. At least they're not going to have that freaking cloud over their head about... At least for the first 12 weeks of the season, this cloud over their head on like what they can do. There's gonna be a bunch of the crowds that are like, nah, foreign, nah, a bunch of people saying
the decision is already made. Like,
it's decisions made
because there's no other decision to make.
Yeah, it's all there. Their hand has been forced, bro. So, but there's a lot of good teams in the world, bro. The Tigers are gonna be coming up, Dragons potentially. Like, I gotta see the Dragons in proper action before this preseason doesn't tell me anything.
I'm with you
because their halves pairing is still Cole Flanagan and Lachlan Ilias. All right,
yeah. As mad as that sounds when you're scoring of points, I watched it, bro. And like, I'm not being a hater. I really hope, like, I don't really rate Lachie Ilias, but I hope it works out for him because I feel bad.
Seems like a nice bloke.
Yeah, he just seems like a good guy.
He works hard, bro.
And he seems like and not only that, bro, he had a big rap, all he did. For someone to get rid of Aaron Reynolds for him, there's something there. Yeah, I don't care how delusional you are, there's something there. You know what I mean?
There's something.
So I hope he bounces back, even though I'm a big Dragons hater, but it's just nice to see him go out. But even watching Kyle Flanagan, like, he does all the little things right, but I just don't ever see him like. And I feel like that team has so many Mr. Reliables. You get me? Like, Damian Cook is a Mr. Reliable, right? When he used to be, well, like, zippy. I don't really see it anymore. And then you got Holmes. Okay, Holmes is Holmes. But then you got Gufferson, who's just reliable. I don't see anything crazy special with Gufferson. Like,
my issue
from
is
even
role.
From Para.
He's the polar opposite of Sloan, bro.
Yeah, like, Sloan is like, pa, 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 pa. You know what I mean? Like, oh, exciting. And then you got Gufferson. It's like, you just close your eyes. You know he's going to catch the ball when it goes up. And you know he's gonna like finish his set. He won't knock the ball long. He'll be all right.
He plays with emotion, bro. Like he's gonna be a good signing. It's just whether or not. Like,
I think Gutherson's good signing.
He's just getting older, man. And the same as Damian Cook and same as Valentine Holmes. Like you're getting these guys past their prime when there's obvious risk when you're paying big money for players that are past it.
I mean, they have to do that.
And then they're in this weird position where half of their players are young and emerging and the other half are getting old and stale, bro. You know what I mean? I still think guys like Gudson are going to do a job, but, like, dude, that back line is going to leak points. That's similar to the Tigers. Like, I just don't trust them defensively.
Let me ask you. Top four, Wooden Spoon and Wild Card, and then we'll get into our Vegas tips.
I was going to give you some confidence on why I think the Dogs are going to do
good. Oh, sorry. Go on. Yeah, sorry.
Before we do that. But I know I was talking about other teams, but I'm just saying this is why I think we're going to be 7th or 8th. But this team has got we were one of the fittest teams in the NRL last year, and I think this team as a whole is going to get a lot fitter. These boys have been killing themselves in preseason to get ready for the season to begin. And I'm very keen to see how guys that have been under pressure, whether it's by their pressure from their performances last year or pressure from wanting to get better or pressure from all of this noise about all these new signings coming through, I want to see how they respond. And from what I've heard, guys like Max King, all we've been talking about is getting a new prop. What do you think Max King hears? I think he's hearing in his head that, okay, like, they're trying to replace him, bro.
His own hair the other day. I was like, this guy's losing his marbles, bro. Yeah. This is going to be a good thing.
No, he's always cut his own hair. He's always cut his own hair, yeah.
I mean, it looks like he always gets pretty good haircuts. The other day, it was butchered cuts.
Yeah, that was funny as
well. Maybe he needs to get
it. Like, guys, look, the guy's got, if you think about it, let's just put yourself in his shoes. He's just got married. He's just had a kid. And there's all this talk about them getting two new props. If I'm Max King, I'm locking in because I'm solidifying my spot there, you know what I mean? And I totally get it, bro. And I've heard such great things coming out of the preseason from him. I'm so keen to see him play. But I think if we started with Sexton and Burden from round one last year, we would have made top four 100%. We would have beaten you guys at Penrith. We would have beaten Melbourne in Melbourne because the fact that we were so close with Drew fucking Hutchison should tell you enough that having Sexton in those games
makes a difference.
We probably
bro.
Would have had, because we were just a way better team when Sexton was playing with
100%,
Matt
Burden. Bro.
And I think when you lose by like 4-8 points, like Toby Sexton is that player that made us play 12 points better, bro.
100%. Every game there was more points involved, bro. Yeah, and we're Connor Tracy was running more, Crichton was scoring more. Like it was such a different dynamic when you had Toby Sexton in the team.
Like I think our strengths of this team, the boys are going to have to play very, very fast. We don't have size at all, bro. All right, our run meters are really lacking, and that's why I was big on picking Montoya over Wilson. Now a lot of people have started bagging Montoya already over a preseason game, and I know he's not the best defensively, but neither is Blake.
Winger is
the easiest position to defend in. He will get acclimated with the system.
But
very
there's a lot of times
you can
get exposed.
Of course. But I think I'd much rather have his run meters, an extra 50 run meters a game or whatever the hell it's going to be, especially without Karaz, right? They're going to be playing for their spot. And we're not going to have Karaz, I think, until after that Parramatta game. Like, I think that his back injury is a bit... They're going to give it time to heal because he was playing injured a lot last year. He's going to be a big loss.
So what do you think Karaz is out for? How long? They haven't told us.
It's indefinite. They
said it's 2 to 8 weeks, I think.
No, they didn't even give us a time period. They just said somewhere. Indefinite, bro. Indefinite. But they hasn't been doing much this preseason, so even if he does come back, he's probably going to be a bit rusty. And that's all right. But I know this guy loves to play injured.
Yeah, bro.
Because I've seen it on the field, bro. He just does. Like, if he's got a tweak or an injury, he won't tell no one. He just keeps playing. He's a soldier. But sometimes it causes issues.
But I remember that. When he had that bad knee, he was trying to play
against Parramatta. I'm like, just the cuz don't.
Just get off the field, bro.
But... Listen, man, I think Montoya is going to help with the run meters when he plays. Blake Wilson's mad as well. Tuala, he's going to be out till like round 10. But we have so much stock. We have so much depth in that winger position.
I seen Skelton in the Tigers jersey and I'm like, only if he made that tackle against Manly.
Yeah, I know. I'm still pissed about that.
So, they're
going to leak so many points that back line, bro. Like
Tigers?
That's what I think. But the Dogs, man, I think they're going to work as a team. They're going to play as a team, as a unit. And they're going to work very hard for each other. And that extra bit of fitness that I think they're going to get over this... 100%.
Over, Serralda's got them working harder.
Man, that's going to make a big difference, bro. Definitely. And I think we're going to have to play fast and mobile. I would love to see a bit more offloading from the boys because that's what our strengths are. A lot smaller, but a lot more mobile pack. Like, Kikau's lost a lot of weight over the last couple of years. But he's got that mobility, bro.
Winston!
Not Winston coming through.
I haven't seen Winston in so long, bro. I miss Winston. What a dog, my goat. You like the setup, bro? Yeah. Oh, fuck it. Get a chair, bro. Get cozy, cuz. Come hang out with the Oibays, man.
I was just
talking. Listen, we're not going to edit none of this out because Winston's the GOAT.
Well, Winston. We got Winston. Bro. I was talking about why. I was
like, let me
let him riff in. I was talking about how I think we're going to make the 8 this year, bro, still. And I think we're going to play.
I thought you were going to throw something at him for sounding not confident. He's got to be confident in that top 4, but I want to see.
Yeah, I reckon like 7th honestly, or 8th,
let's give our top 6. Let's give our top 4.
Yeah.
And tell me who, like, where are the Bulldogs going to finish? Where do the Bulldogs finish this year?
I think we're going to finish 7th or 8th.
Okay. I think, me personally, I think we'll finish 5th or 14th. Well, there's no between.
There's definitely a between.
No, there's no in between. It's either horrendous, something happens, we have a bad run, we end up 13th and push towards the end of the season, or we just go hard all year, lad, and finish in the top 5. Of course, not easy to finish top 4 when you got Broncos, Roosters. Everyone's going to look good, bro.
Roosters are not one of those things.
Broncos, fucking Melbourne. I don't know. I haven't watched footy in 1 year. All right, leave me alone, bro. I just have a podcast. That's it. top 4.
So I'm going to go Melbourne to come first. I think they're going to win. And bro,
what did he say last year?
I said ninth last year, bro. Yeah,
bro.
But listen, bro, you can't just, like, look, their spine is too good. And I said last year because I didn't think their forwards were good. And I thought their backs were going to leak a lot of points. But they just get the job done because their spine is so good. Well, now they added one of the best props in the game.
Stefan.
And he's going to be under Craig Bellamy mentorship. And he's going to be in that system. Well, like, he's going to nick everybody, bro.
Nelson's still there.
So they're going to have Nelson, Stefano. Kamifa. That's what Nelson.
Welch retired.
That's, man, like, Welch was, I think Welch was past it.
Haram, bro. I feel bad for
him. It's such a sad retirement.
He's such an Aidan Tolman to me.
But, yeah, well, he's like Aidan Tolman.
You know, I love Aidan. You know, every now and then I go on Aidan Tolman's Instagram and I just like a thing. I just feel bad for him. I know how much times Debo's have, like, said bad things about him. I just feel bad.
The last 3 years of Aidan Tolman, I was losing my mind, bro.
I think we all were.
It's the fact that everybody would recognize that he ran it on 4th.
And no one was worried. Everyone was like, all right, we'll stack it.
I would hate it. Even when we were good, I would hate it when this guy would be touching the ball on 4th tackle. I'm like, bro, you're not a halfback. He was the Drew Hutchinson of forwards, the back end.
Yeah, but did he want it? Like, was it like, give me the ball? I don't think that. I think someone has to pass you the ball.
I reckon he wanted it, bro.
He just got in the middle of the first receiver and he's like, he cut it off.
And I swear to God, I was watching a game with my mate once and they decoyed passing him the ball on 4th tackle and the whole team thought it was going to Aidan Tolman and not the actual half. And then we scored and I'm like, bro, just do that every time.
top 4.
Yeah, so I've got Melbourne first. I'm going to go Penrith second. Assuming that old mate doesn't get injured.
We're fine. If he gets injured,
they could struggle a little bit. But look, not Kleser? like 4th, not out of the top 4. But I think Cleary's going to win Dally M. And I think they're going to finish 2nd.
3rd?
Third, I've got the Sharks, bro. I think the Sharks are going to be really damn good.
Who'd they add this year?
They added Fanua Blake.
Fuck yeah.
And even though, there's the balls. Yeah, like, bro.
There's the balls.
Yeah, and Trindle is going to be playing, like, just let Trindle run the show. I would have them higher if they had Nico Hines at fullback and then Atkinson and Trindle at 7.
I think that's going to happen, you know that?
Atkinson leaves to Dragons.
Yeah, but still, you do what's, you then win now, mate. Find another 6. Then I have to prepare for next year. Win now. Do what you have to do to win now.
They need to win now.
I think their window closes after.
Yeah, it's like not playing Michael Innes because he's gone to the Sharks the year after. No, you play Michael Innes.
Yeah, and try everything you can to go hard.
So it's, you just got to do what is best. If Kennedy goes down, I'm telling you, that's their backup plan.
I think round 4, it's happening. I think they're going to, Fitzgibbon's going to be like, brother, I'm bold, but you're still making me lose my hair. Get Nico at number 1, please. And it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's 3rd. Who's 4th?
I got Broncos 4th, bro. Well, I'm telling you, man. I know what Madge McGuire. I didn't even watch our game. So don't tell me that I'm hyping up preseason too much. I didn't even watch the Broncos. I did not watch a single game of the Broncos. I didn't even watch our game against the Broncos. I haven't even watched the highlights, bro. I just saw Jacob Preston's try, and I'm like, all right, man.
Bro, what a try as well.
But against the reserve grade team, I don't care about this shit. I care about what I think they're gonna bring, right, as a rugby league team, and they're gonna have Payne Huss and Pat Carrigan in the forward and playing props.
I've seen your Pookie Bear run the line, like run on the side and just accelerate, and I was like, fuck me, dude.
Because they're gonna be off their head, bro. They're gonna be pissed after last year. They got a sick halves pairing, and
they got an angry coach.
And then Ezra Mam's gonna come in. Bro, that bloke, he's going to be like, I can't even use the reference that I want to use.
All right? There you go. First time of the season.
Hey, man, That bloke is gonna come in. He's gonna change everything. He's gonna change everything. I'm telling you, I reckon he's told multiple Broncos legends to shut the fuck up and go outside.
Yeah,
I'm talking
after winning in Suncorp as well.
No, I think he's gonna coach a team his way. All right, the team needed a kick up the ass bad. Because they made the grand final with Kevin Walters coaching. I'm telling you, that's like Jose Mourinho, like that. Like, you know when he said his greatest achievement was coming second with Manchester United? Because their greatest achievement is coming second with bloody Kevin Walters as coach. And now they have an actual real coach.
And his son isn't.
All right, and now Corey Pakes, wallah, finally he's going to play football. I didn't even see if he played.
Yeah,
I honestly did not see if Corey Pakes played. But I'm telling you, did he play?
No, he played. I'm telling you,
this guy, he's been waiting in the shadows. This is Norman Powell in the NRL. He's been waiting in the shadows. Nepotism. He's random NPC players are getting picked instead of him. This bloke has been waiting in the shadows for his time, and he's going to get his time now.
I feel like he's going to be like Broncos in four.
Corey Pakes is going to nick everybody if he plays.
Legends in fat.
This poor bloke has been deserving of a first grade. Every time he played first grade, he would do a good job, and he'd work really hard. And he's like that little zip. He's just a good hooker. I rate him.
And then guess what?
Billy Walters will play. let Billy Walters play. But I don't care. Corey Pakes off the bench. I'm telling you, Kobe Hetherington at 13. I love Kobe Hetherington. Kobe Seager, yeah. Full
so you reckon they'll finish fourth?
Bro, they're finishing top four. There's no Roosters to worry about because their team is not. Their team is gonna. They finish, make bro. The finals. It's gonna be back.
I
end
seen
of
Chad
the year.
Townsend's kicks. I was like, oh shit, we're all finished,
brother. They got Chad Townsend playing half with Sandon Smith.
I reckon they should call PC back.
Cause do you reckon they should? You know what, better than me. Should they call PC back?
Oh, he wants to play.
Yeah, I
think he said on the podcast. Wait,
hey, listen, man. I think you'd do a better job than Chad, bro. All right. I reckon Chad Townsend would be a real Mitchell Pearce guy, bro. What does he say? I'm a real Fortnite kind of guy. What does he say?
Hey, he's actually Chad Townsend is cool. You know?
He's a cool dude.
He's a cool dude on.
He's like
on
that
YouTube.
Cool uncle, bro. He's like that cool uncle. All
right? He's probably not an uncle yet.
But I'm telling you, I think Brisbane are gonna finish top four. I really like. I don't. Am I missing anyone big?
Nah.
Manly.
Nah, not Manly, bro. Yeah.
And
not
then
Manly.
You guys, I don't really like. To be fair, I didn't have Broncos. Like, I had them maybe seventh.
Nah, bro. Madge is gonna work wonders in that team. It's the perfect team for Madge to take over. They're not little children anymore. They're Zalmes now. They made a grand final, all right. But they needed somebody to give him a kick up the ass after last year. They got very
big
complacent,
one.
All right.
And they're not junior. They're not young rookies.
He couldn't coach young rookies because he doesn't translate with them. They're a little bit older than the Tigers team that they took over. All right, and they've got finals experience. They're looking for that coach
I think Brisbane, we're in a situation, like we're talking about Brisbane, yeah, and Maggi. I think they're in a situation where, because they are like spoiled brats.
Not anymore.
When you're a spoiled brat,
they've got YouTube Sui on them.
No, please. What? If you see a spoiled brat, what do you see? If you see him on the bus and he's making noise and the mum is not doing anything or the dad's not doing anything, what do you say?
Yeah, but this has been happening for too long. Now, the guy at the front, he's like, brother,
what do you say?
He's Janante on the bus. And he goes to the back, builds the kid. That's mad.
Exactly. You say that kid needs a cuff.
That's why we're cuffs.
That kid needs a fucking cuff, bro. Right,
cuff is better than magic.
I remember I said no to my dad once. He smashed my PS3, bro. It doesn't matter that I bought a PS3 the next day.
This is a traumatizing story, guys. I said to my mum, no, I want that Power Rangers toy. I was like, well, I don't even remember how old I was. She's like, yeah, no worries. I'll go and take it to the change room. Never been built at this height in my life, bro. I will never fucking forget it. I was probably three, bro. I don't remember anything from when I was three. I remember that shit. You know what I mean? So, Maggi, Power Rangers, it's happening.
Maggi is going to be the disciplinary parent. All right. It's like, you know, you ever watched the episode of South Park, The Dog Whisperer? Yeah. He's going to be like Eric. Kazwala, you got to watch this one. He gets the Caesar Milan, The Dog Whisperer. Kaz comes in and disciplines Eric Cartman because nobody else could. He made the super nanny. He sent the super nanny insane into a mental institution. So they brought the dog trainer in. Every time the kid acts up, Madge is going to go to every one of these players where if they act up. Well, like Jordan Ricci, because no player in the world has ever needed a kick up the ass like Jordan Ricci.
Yeah, he cannot get
Jordan
his lips done anymore. He can't get his lips done anymore, Jordan. You got to just play for it.
That's what Madge is going to do.
They're finishing
top four. I hate Brisbane with all my heart, but Madge is going to give them the kick up the ass, bro. All
right, listen. Now, you gave me your top four, right? I want to give you my top four. To be honest, I don't know a top four, bro, but I just feel like Broncos, like, when I look at that team, and I look at Payne Haas-Kerrigan and Reece Walsh, And I'm like, oh yeah, gun, hectic, amazing. And then I look at fucking Ben Hunt and Adam Reynolds. I'm like, all right, you know, like that's insanity. Like that's crazy, bro. So I'm gonna put them second. I'm gonna put Brisbane second.
Who do you have first?
I put in Penrith first, and Penrith will win the grand final. But I think they'll finish first. And then I think towards the end of the season, I don't know, towards like finals time, I don't know, Melbourne maybe third. Who am I putting fourth, bro?
Sharks. You got the, well,
I don't believe in the
Manly.
Sharks.
Manly.
Sharks.
Manly.
Bulldogs.
Us.
Para maybe.
Para could, they're fourth or 14th. There's no in between, bro.
They look good. Like,
I don't like Para.
You're a Bulldogs fan.
I got them ahead of us.
Who else plays rugby league? I don't want to pick the Sharks.
You got Dragons.
You like the Warriors, the Titans?
Nah, not the Warriors, not Titans.
Just pick the Sharks then, bro. Just pick
Knights aren't going to do anything.
Yeah, I'd go Sharks.
Knights are fighting the spoon, bro.
No, yeah. I'd go, you're right. Sharks are probably the better team. And it's between
and
Bulldogs.
And they got an easy schedule,
well, it's between
bro.
Bulldogs and Sharks.
They got an easy schedule too.
They always have an easy schedule, right? The Mo Wooden Spoon, straight out Wooden Spoon, Rabbitohs. I pray they get it.
Did they get it last year? You need to think with your brain, bro.
They're going
to
get it.
Can you give us your top
four? They're
going to
get it, bro.
My top four. So mine is Mel. So I'm a man of fitness, man. I'm a man of fitness. And fitness wins comps nowadays. And I think it's going to be Melbourne at first, Panthers second, Sharks third, Dogs fourth. That is my top four.
Thanks, man.
And I think Manly as your fifth, and there could be interchangeable.
Yeah, Manly are just annoying. Well, they're just going to be there.
Listen, man, I think Broncos are going to be very fit as well,
I think so just to go through, I think it's then Power Broncos in that area and then the rest.
Boys, Wooden Spoon.
Well, my Wooden Spoon. You go first because I can talk about this Wooden Spoon forever.
I'm going Bunnings.
Bunnings Warehouse, because they can beat everything by 10%.
Have a podcast in like 6 months. Have a Bunnings watch the chair. Nah, I'm going to go for the South Sydney Rabbitohs, bro.
Did you get a snag?
Well, nah, I wish, man. They're not halal, because I can't eat.
Wait, do you have onions on the top of the sausage?
But it's beef.
I spent more money for them to supply me with snags most of my life, bro. Bunnings. I'm going to go with Bunnings.
For me, I think it's between... I think it's between Warriors or the Knights. I think
good
they're
shout.
Both very,
good
very
shout.
Lackluster.
Bro, Warriors look cooked, but man.
Well, Webster's the greatest of all time.
I like it. Weird position that they're in.
Fisher Harris. They got
also
Harris
Cowboys as well.
That's not my Wooden Spoon pick. I said they're going to be cooked. I'm agreeing. They're
okay,
not going to
so
be near the
Wooden
bottom.
Spoon pick?
Bro, the Dolphins, you are winning the Wooden Spoon. I'm going to celebrate. I don't know why I hate the Dolphins. I can't explain
I love it.
I don't know. Because every Dolphins fan is, I've never had a bad experience with them. When I go to Magic Round, they're like the nicest guys. I don't have nothing against
Dolphins
you.
Fans. They're probably
I've
all
got nothing
fans.
Against you Dolphins fans. It's just that your team was getting carried by Wayne Bennett and he's no longer there. And you're going to, and every other team is going to better and you guys have gotten worse. And I just think, I'm not putting no stock into preseason because I didn't watch a single one of your games. But you know what I knew? You're just not good. You're just not good and you're gonna get nicked
this
bad.
This is fucking hatred from the bottom of the soul.
I don't know
I love
why.
It. I love
maybe
it. This is what I think that's for, bro.
Like, I haven't even looked at their schedule. They probably have two games in New South Wales again. I don't care. I don't care. Your team, there's no Wayne Bennett there now. And every time Wayne Bennett leaves a team, like, the players hate it. They hate life. And I think your players are going to hate life, bro. I don't know who this Christian Wolf is. Never seen him. Never, like, he
Wolf,
could be
wife,
the...
Wife,
well,
like,
he could
Dolphins,
be,
come and last.
Straight out, bro. Straight out. I don't care, Wolf.
I need to go. Give
bro, the Toto Wolf. Like, Wolf TFK from Need for Speed Carbon. I don't care. No matter what Wolf you have, bro. Wolfman, David Williams. You're coming last.
Dolphins at last. Right.
Dolphins at last. You have no props. All right. You have your team is
they
literally.
Have no players. I just
your
know
team is literally Max Plath. Your team is literally Max Plath.
Hammer.
And no, nah, not even. And fucking
Herbie
Kafusi. And Herbie. That's it. That's your team, bro.
Kafusi, can we not do this half haircut shit this year?
I think he cut fucking off.
No, I think he went bald. Now, I can't tell you that one either. But yeah,
anyway,
I just don't see
wild
it, bro.
Wild card.
Yeah,
I got to go.
Wild card. My wild card, I guess it could count as the Broncos, couldn't it? But if it's not the Broncos because they have them top four, my wild
off
card.
Off the top of your head.
The Titans.
Well, like, what's like? They're gonna not exist anymore.
You know what? Honestly, I think Parramatta are gonna do really good this year.
Parramatta,
they're gonna be my wild card, bro.
Parramatta, bro. They just they look really, really
I'm not a hater, bro. I can recognize good when I can see good, and I think Royals making changes.
I think Dragons will be all right. That's my wild card.
Like, is all right like ninth?
Like, I think they're going to finish 15th. No. Honestly, I think the Dragons are my wild card just because that left side. I think they're going to get a lot of teams with that left side. I don't know about everything else. I don't know how they're going to play.
What left side?
Like, I just say, because the whole time I seen Holmes, that kid, score 7 tries. And yeah. Whoever was.
Yeah, but he scored 4 tries. He nearly died. Hold on, bro. Like,
head stroke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but. I want you to give me something crazy,
just quickly before I leave. Crazy stat, like dog used to score 40 all year. You know what I mean?
I'll give you Tyrell May's gonna be prop of the year. Dalian prop of the year.
Oh, I like this one.
I like him.
What's yours?
Riles to be coach of the year.
Crazy.
Tyrell don't want coach of the year, right? Was it freaking Bellamy again? No, he's gonna be Craig Bellamy's gonna win minor premiership. He's winning coach of the year.
Ah, man.
You said crazy. That's the craziest.
Do we have a most improved?
Most improved? I don't know if we have No, we don't have a
You
most
would
improved.
Know. I can't even remember. I watch the Dalium every year.
No, most improved.
They need an award like that, bro.
But I don't have any
Here
crazy
we go.
Take.
We'll have a most improved.
You know what, bro? You know what? I think it's genuinely like the Roosters could make the 8. Like, that's
because South are now no longer an option.
I just think they're going to go berserk at the end of the year, bro, when Sam Walker comes back.
I reckon South Sydney and Latrell Mitchell are going to part ways.
That's a good one. That's fair enough. Really I don't see it happening, bro.
I think I see it happening. I think Bennett's going
to
be like,
start. Do you reckon Latrell's more closer to retirement than the new club?
Yeah, 100%.
Because Latrell just hates
even
the,
he, like, he, I don't know, he's like, just doing it because it pays money, bro.
His body can't keep up anymore, bro. Like, it's too demanding on his body. And he, I don't know about his lifestyle and stuff, but he's always overweight, bro. Always. Right. Like, he's never.
No, he wasn't overweight this time around.
No, he goes. He looks really fit.
No worries.
And, oh,
no worries.
Shit.
But you know what happens, guys?
No, he looks
after
really
the honeymoon
fit
phase,
and then he gets injured.
Yeah. After
and
the
then
honeymoon
he puts
phase, it's Macca's drive-throughs for 6 times a day. Right. You know what I mean?
I'll give you another one. Talis Duncan, bro. If there was a most improved award, he was getting it.
He's a
That's
gun.
What I wanted to say. Wale, he's going to be a full gun.
All right, boys.
One thing, bro. Does your club do a Degala day? I bet it doesn't, bro. I bet it doesn't. But our one did. I didn't go.
So
but Wale, how cool was our team, bro? You got to respect the Dogs. Not like the Dogs are doing it the right way, bro. All right. And we released a new jersey and guys like Winston were having dinner with.
Yeah, bro. That was
like,
so cool, bro.
Like it was a sick event, bro.
Well,
where was it?
I seen the jersey. I was like, I want to see Winston's reaction.
Was it at Town Hall?
Town Hall, bro.
Right. Well, like. Mate, the town hooah.
I'll say one thing. Like, the Dogs...
I don't know.
The Dogs have come into the new age of technology and, like, bringing in creators. And they're the only... Shut up, bruh. And then they're the only people, like, moving into this new age. And I respect the Dogs for that.
So no, bro. Even
there's no other teams.
Well,
like,
even
hey,
media
shout
team,
out.
We know the media. Like, even bro. Their media team. Like, even, like, just the way they're interacting with the fans. I like the way Soraldo... Like, everything about the Bulldogs... It just makes me comfortable. You know what I mean? So even if the footy's not going well, it's of course results makes everything so much better. But just because we didn't win the grand final, right? Some fan bases will be like, oh, we lost to Manly. We're winning the game the whole time. We should have won. Fast Skelton, missed the tackle. You know what I mean? Some of us will say that, but some of us will be like, bro, it was a good year.
It was
I'm so
sick
happy.
Year.
I'm so happy, guys. You know what I mean? And Winston's doing like jersey checks at Town Hall. What the fuck? Life's good, bro.
Yeah.
So I'm enjoying these moments, cuz.
But I just want to say shout out to the Dogs and this media team and the club in general. You guys are doing it the right way. Every other team should follow suit because the NRL's in the dark ages. A lot of clubs in the dark ages. And you just had a Panthers fan glaze you for how you're doing it right. So shout out to the Dogs, bro.
All day. Love
shout
it.
Out to the Dogs.
Boys, quickly, Vegas tips before we wrap up. Who's playing Gila? We found out. You're going to Vegas.
Are we doing for all the teams?
No, just Vegas.
Just the NRL? All right,
just the NRL Vegas.
All right, so it's going to be the Warriors. The Warriors and the Warriors and the Raiders is the first game.
And I'm like, why are they going?
Warriors and the Raiders, which is going to be a good sort of spoonball type of game.
Yeah.
And then you got the Panthers versus the Sharks, which is like on the other side of the spectrum, a pretty good top four game. So
Friday night, Saturday night, Saturday night,
Sunday. Just one day, all
Sunday. 11 and then Sunday 2.
3:30.
So, listen, bro. I'm going the Waz to win because of all this shit that's happening in Canberra. So, with the Canberra players and
Ricky's
Vegas, they're full
Ricky's
punching
Zinning.
On, bro. Because this is what's going to happen when you go to Vegas, bro. Alcohol, drugs, gambling. They didn't even check into the hotel yet, bro.
As soon as this news came through, I swear Warriors turned into favourites on sports.
Listen, at the end of the day, Ricky will find a way to make this use of this and I'll probably win.
Yeah, well, I'll never count Raiders out.
I'm going the Waz 1-12.
I'll go...
Because a lot of New Zealanders Raiders are going to rock 12. Up.
I don't know why. I just feel like the Raiders, they're going to be there, this, that, you know what I mean? The Waz
a lot of Islanders,
my heart, but the field, the results, the Raiders win.
Dude, I can only imagine how many Islanders and New Zealanders are living in the States, bro, and they're going to all come,
how
bro.
Many Chihus?
I've heard so many New Zealand fans are going over there. Yeah, it is crazy.
You don't need to give them another reason to drink and have fun, bro. They just love doing it.
I know Vegas.
And gamble.
I've heard Vegas is like this, you know, magic around atmosphere. Just hearing, like, knowing that the Warriors are going to be there, I can't wait for the type of atmosphere, man.
It's a good boost.
Cannot wait. Like, I was at the Bulldogs-Warriors game last year, and that was an insane atmosphere to be at. I think it's going to be, like, 100 times better here. But I'm going the Warriors. I think they're going to be winning 1-12, yeah.
What about the Penrith and the Sharks game?
Come on, mate.
I'm asking you a genuine thing, just because you support it doesn't mean they're going to win 40.
I'm going for Panthers 13+, bro. The Sharks just can't beat Penrith.
And we haven't won a game in the past 2 years.
I don't think anyone's allowed to blow out anyone in this.
They've got their poster boy, Nathan Cleary, there. They're going to put on a show.
That's
what the first game's going to be close. It's going to be a big fighting game, and then they're going to get the main event, and then they're going to see what class really looks like.
Yeah, I think they're just going to get outclassed by a team that's been there and done that a lot. Even if they do lose, I don't care because they always lose round one.
Yeah.
But
don't really matter.
I'm not going to Vegas and watching us lose, but it's not happening.
Would I rather take there's two stats I can go with. There's the one where Penrith didn't concede a point to these motherfuckers
in like
for
four
how
games.
Long. All right. They haven't lost to Sharks since God knows when. They just have their number. Or they haven't won the last two first rounds. I'm taking that one all day.
Yeah.
And they lost to Storm last year, and they never lose in round one, bro. So I'm taking the
Boys,
Penrith.
I'm very grateful to be back on League Lads.
It's
been a great
League
episode,
Lads, baby.
There's a bit of moments where I said Bunnings and things happened.
And raw dogging.
He's got the mic.
I just can't, bro. Can you please, when you edit this, put that pic of Haaland on a plane, please?
Is it Haaland on a plane? There's another guy on a plane.
It's Erling Haaland like this. It's
good. Mate, but I tell you, 100 likes on this on the first episode, I'll go raw dog that fly, bro. I'm telling you.
Anyway, boys, thank you all once again. It's good to be back. I hope you all enjoyed the watch, the listen, whatever you're doing. We're going to be on Spotify and Apple TV. Make sure we smash that out, please.
I'm going to give him a cuff.
This is workplace abuse.
It's not workplace abuse.
After the cameras,
it's
bro.
Can I get a fair work?
I'm going to give him a cuff on League of Legends, all right?
Now, we're all happy to be back. Well, it's been a big break for myself. A lot of things have happened. We're enjoying being back. And of course, never forget, follow us on all the socials. Like, comment, subscribe. Take it easy.
League Lads is
stay,
here, bro.
I was going to say stay ajibe, but you know what? I'll do it one more time. Stay ajibe.
Here we go, boys.
Yeah. Oh, yalla, 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 yalla. Good switcheroo. Yalla, yalla, yalla.
That's fucking me, Winston, bro. Look. Yeah.